Hi there. I want to tell you about my giveaway before we start today's show. So go to my website, www.mindfulsequences.com, and find the podcast page. From there, you can get on my mailing list by clicking on subscribe to receive updates. I'll be drawing from the mailing list on March 15th for two lucky winners. One person will receive a brand new Manduka Pro travel yoga mat valued at $68, and this is to ship within the United States only. And one person will receive a 75-minute coaching session with me, currently valued at $125. So go to my website, www.mindfulsequences.com, look for the podcast page, and subscribe to receive updates. Thank you and good luck. You're listening to Her Path to Success, a podcast to empower women to pursue a career that aligns with their passions and core values. We encourage women to show up, take actions, and thrive in their own ways. If you're looking to get inspired and expand your mind, you are in the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Her Path to Success. I'm your host, Peggy Wu. I'm a certified life coach and a registered yoga teacher, and I invite inspiring women to come onto the show to share their journeys to success. My guests are either professional women turned entrepreneurs, experienced small business owners, or successful career changers. I ask my guests to share stories relating to their business or career breakthroughs. The goal is to motivate you, my listeners, to pursue a career that you love and to remind you to show up, take action, and thrive in your own way. My guest for today's show experienced a personal and career breakthrough that led her to a life she wants and deserves. She embraced the changes she wanted to make, regardless of how scary it was for her. Her courage got her to where she is now, and she vows to help others do the same. Let me introduce you to Frida Levitsky, a professional life coach and senior lawyer. Frida founded Braving Boundaries, a global coaching service for legal professionals, and Levitsky Consulting, a legal consultancy firm. Frida has been a lawyer for over 15 years and calls her old self a workaholic. The results of spreading herself thin for her legal career cost her health and personal relationships. She did a lot of self-work to turn everything around. Now she's waking up happy every day because she enjoys what she does. We recorded Frida's story in December of 2020, and she made a reference to the COVID-19 pandemic in the episode. Frida also shared her challenge with running her business and her tips for sorting things out to ease the overwhelm. Let's welcome Frida.
Hello, everyone. My name is Frida Levitsky, and I'm the owner and founder of Braving Boundaries. Braving Boundaries is a professional life coaching business which helps legal professionals create happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives both at a personal and professional level. I am also a passionate advocate for good mental health and wellness practices within law firms and corporates. So Braving Boundaries also provides a variety of bespoke workshops and trainings to the professional sector, addressing topics such as poor mental health in the workplace, building confidence around business development, addressing bullying in the workplace, imposter syndrome, and perfectionism. I'm based in Cape Town, South Africa, but Braving Boundaries is a global online business. So I coach all around the world, from Australia to America to the UK to South Africa. So today, I wanted to chat to you about my path to success, or as I would prefer to call it, my journey through to how I set up Braving Boundaries and why I did it. So my background is that I have been a lawyer for over 15 years. I have been a lawyer in private practice and in-house. I have had the fortune of working and living a very global international lifestyle. I've lived in Singapore, Hong Kong, Dubai, Geneva. It's been incredible. But I have also been a workaholic throughout my career, and that became something that was a detriment to my personal life. I actually struggled with poor health, incredibly unsuccessful and unsuitable relationships at times, less good quality time with my friends and family. I felt stretched and I felt incredibly unbalanced at stages. I knew that something was wrong at various stages in my career, but kept pushing through. And at points, there were times when I was crying a lot, I was exhausted, and I knew I was pushing myself too hard, but I never really understood that what I was actually on was a route to burnout. And it was through counseling and therapy that I tackled some pretty gaping historical wounds in which were holding me back. And it was through coaching that I rebuilt my confidence and my self-worth. And as I was going through my personal journey, I realized that my personal struggle wasn't as actually unique as I thought it was. I realized that many lawyers and many professionals in the legal industry were facing a myriad of similar issues to the ones that I was going through, and were struggling to cope with the impact that that was having on their lives, both in the office and outside it. So as I had experienced myself, there were few people who I felt comfortable talking to and turning to for help for fear of repercussion and judgment. And that is where the idea of Braving Boundaries was formed. I wanted to provide a safe place for legal professionals to talk about their struggles that they were facing both professionally and personally, the things that we call the softer issues. And I wanted them to be able to talk with someone who understood their world and knew how to turn things around. So yeah, that was where Braving Boundaries came from. And I knew it was the right path for me, because ever since I started my coach training through Coach Training World and became a whole person certified coach, I felt this renewed excitement and joy every single day. I absolutely love coaching and helping people. I always have. I'm pretty certain I always will. And to help them to see things from a different perspective. It's really nice actually waking up and not groaning and thinking, oh, I've got to go to work, but I actually really enjoy what I do. So as I have built Braving Boundaries, it has been, my biggest challenge has been realizing that it's not all about coaching, but it's actually building a business, which has been really quite eye-opening from my side. And that has absolutely nothing to do with coaching. So for the last couple of years, as I've built Braving Boundaries, I've had to learn social media, CRM, still don't quite know what those letters stand for, networking, building a website, proposals, videos, pricing mechanisms, and selling. And that is nothing that I had ever imagined ever having to do as part of a coaching business. And trust me, the list goes on. And everybody else seems to be light years ahead of me and understanding what they're doing and having all of these lead magnets ready to go. And it has been at times incredibly overwhelming. And I use the word comparisonitis. I felt like I was looking at other people who were doing similar things to me and just going, they've got it better. So in order to handle it, which I have successfully done, these bouts of comparisonitis do come up from time to time. But in order to handle it, I sat down and listed out all the things I had to do to run a business. That list keeps growing, and it keeps growing as new things come up. But what I did was I split out the list into three categories. One were things I could do easily and well. The second category was things I enjoyed doing. And the third category was things I would be better off outsourcing or had no clue about. And that eased the overwhelm. I actually went out and I looked for help, something that lawyers don't tend to do. They rely on themselves. But I went out and I actually sourced out some of the things. My accounts has gone out, my back office support has gone out, my website design has gone out, so that I can focus on the things that I love doing and that I'm good at. So that was the biggest lesson I learned over the last year. What I'm most proud of, to be quite honest, is that I have confidently and successfully worked for myself. I've set up my own business. I've stepped away from the big corporate world, and I now have a very balanced life. Yes, there are points where it is still quite chaotic, and November was a prime example of that. But I know how to actually step back and build in practices that are going to help me with my business. I'm also very conscious of keeping that work-life balance in place. I walk my dogs, I get to the beach, I'm in the mountains, I do yoga. Those are the times that I spend on myself and during the day, which I would never have done in the corporate world. But I actually know the benefits that they bring to my business. They make me more productive. They give me better perspective. They give me a chance to refresh my brain and allow all of those connectors that are going on in my brain to form into new ideas and to just see things from a better place. And then when I get back to work, and whether it's legal or coaching, I feel much happier and motivated to continue going forward. I was once asked, actually, what is the one thing that keeps you motivated? And what do you, why do you never get bored with your business? And the reality is that I have realized that I don't focus through coaching. I don't focus on me. This isn't about me. It's about getting a bigger message out there. It's about helping people. It's about providing support to people who really need it. And knowing that I have the experience and I don't say expertise, it's experience that I've gone through a similar situation. And I know that I can help people who are struggling in similar situations. So that is how I keep myself motivated. That's what I am most proud of, is the life that I have created and a life that I genuinely love. I'm genuinely so proud. And I know that the person in 2014 who would be looking up to me now going, crikey, I never, ever dreamed we would get where we are. And taking that courage to step out and do something for myself and put myself first was a huge step, but one so worth taking. So just to conclude, my greatest beliefs are that the best medicine for any issue is to talk it through with someone you trust and has your back. We all struggle at times. We all think our problems are not that important, or we don't give the weight that they deserve to those problems. And I know the danger of keeping things locked up. They fester and they explode into something way worse down the line unless we address them up front. And this year particularly has been all about learning to cope with change. I know that a lot of people have gone through forced change. There have been job losses. There have been reduced salaries. There have been issues that they've had to face. It's been a tough year. But what we've also learned this year is that although we haven't chosen the changes that we've experienced, we have actually realized that we've adapted to them and we've survived them. And we've actually, in some cases, succeeded through them. So now just imagine what you could achieve if you actually made a change which you chose to make. A change that makes you happy. A change that allows you to live your life the way you want to live it. Similar change to the one I made 6 years ago. I'd just like to say that let the lessons of this year give you the courage to make the changes you want to make so that you can live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. I promise you, it's worth the risk.
That was Frida's story and her journey to achieve her success. I love what she said, that the best medicine for any issue is to talk it through with someone you trust and has your back. I'm so glad that she did that for herself, and she's now doing that for her clients. I want to mention that the burnout feeling Frida described from a few years ago sounded so familiar to me. Like her, I was out of balance and exhausted all the time at my corporate job previously. I'm sure many of you have experienced it or maybe are still enduring the same feelings. Frida's observation of many people share the same struggles in their careers is absolutely correct. In my opinion, no one is suffering alone. However, do you want to continue to suffer silently or do you want to do something about it? I know many people are unhappy with their careers and they feel that they should just tough it out because career changes are too hard, too much work, too risky, or take too much time. Remember, the choice is yours. You can either start taking action or stay put. Taking actions, even small ones, move you forward. Staying put means nothing's going to change. I understand that change can feel risky and stressful, but change also presents an opportunity for a rewarding transformation. Like Frida said, let the lessons of this year give you the courage to make the changes you want to make so that you can live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. I promise you, it's worth the risk. If you want to connect with Frida, go to her website at www.bravingboundaries.com. Frida is hosting a free 3-day challenge called Bring Back Balance. It's a short 3 days, 30 minutes each day, fun and easy self-paced challenge, which focuses on reintroducing a bit of work-life balance back into people's life. I will leave the page info in the show notes. A big thank you to Frida for coming onto the show. I want you, my listeners, to think about what changes you need in your personal life and career, and how are you going to approach these changes? I would love to read about your responses, thoughts, and comments, so email me at peggy@mindfulsequences.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Instagram or Facebook under mindful_sequences. Thank you so much for listening, sending you love and strength. Until next time. Her Path to Success is here to remind you, define success your way, not based on what someone else is doing or what others expect of you. Remember that you are worthy and you have what it takes to succeed.